Qualifying for state and local offices closed on Friday of last week. While Governor Rick Scott and three Republican members of the cabinet all drew opponents, several incumbent members of the Florida legislature were reelected without opposition. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports two of those are in Northwest Florida.
With no one signing up to challenge him, Greg Evers of Baker is headed for a second and final four-year term in the Florida Senate representing District 2.
It's very humbling that folks thought enough of you that they were able to elect you without opposition.
Evers was first elected to the state Senate in 2010, at that time defeating Republican newcomer Mike Hill for the seat left open by Darrell Peden due to term limits. Evers had previously served 10 years in the House of Representatives. Looking at some of Evers' accomplishments as a senator, he says he's most proud of his work to protect Second Amendment rights in Florida.
That's one of the biggest things that I have done, from the stand your ground to firing the warning shot that was approved this past session.
Also approved this session and signed by Governor Scott is the so-called Pop-Tart gun bill sponsored by Evers. The measure prohibits schools from disciplining students who play with simulated weapons. Evers also notes his efforts to ensure Florida provides military funerals for indigent veterans and to prevent EBT or food stamp fraud. And he says he was pleased to contribute to this year's passage of stricter sexual predator laws.
Sending a message that if you're a sexual predator, you don't need to be in Florida. Because if you are, you will be caught. And you will go to prison for a long time.
But many of the bills introduced by Evers have failed to win approval or even go to a vote by the Senate, leaving him much work to do. He says in the coming term, he'll focus on getting more funding for road projects in the region and on legislation that will create more jobs for residents in Northwest Florida.
I envision that we have jobs available at a livable wage that folks can actually raise a family.
I'm very focused still on the way we can deliver services, particularly to children with developmental disabilities.
That's District 4 State Representative Matt Gates, also reelected without opposition, looking ahead to issues he wants to address with another two-year term. When it comes to children with developmental disabilities, Gates says he's particularly interested in creating a more cooperative environment within the school system to ensure the children get what they need.
You know, either our developmental disability population will be taxpayers because we give them skills to be able to obtain jobs, or they'll just continue to be tax burdens. And I think that it's really one of the places where government can move the needle the most.
Gates adds that in the coming term, he's interested in more legislation focusing on entitlement reform in Florida.
We have a TANF program that provides temporary just cash assistance to Floridians that I think we could tailor more appropriately regarding where those payments can be received and then how that money can be used. And then I also think that our food stamps program is one that could be looked at.
Like Evers, Gates had some high-profile legislation to be approved during the last session, most notably the Compassionate Medical Cannabis Act, which for the first time legalizes the use of medical marijuana in Florida. Starting in November, Matt Gates, the son of Florida Senate President Don Gates, will begin serving his third two-year term. He was first elected to state office in April of 2010, defeating a crowded field of candidates in a special election to succeed Ray Sansom, who resigned from the District 4 seat due to corruption charges. Gates was subsequently reelected without opposition in the 2010 and 2012 general elections, and he's moving on without a challenge this year. But he says that doesn't mean he won't be on the campaign trail.
I'll be campaigning hard for my colleagues in the State House and also Governor Scott because in many ways the things that I want to accomplish are in line with his views. And so if we have a governor that doesn't share my views or the views of the people in my district, then it would be very hard for me to effectively represent them. And so that's why I expect to be very active during the campaign season.
Locally, Gates will be stumping for the re-election of Republican incumbent representatives Clay Ingram of District 1 and Mike Hill of District 2. Ingram is being challenged by Democratic political newcomer Gloria Wiggins Robertson, and Hill will once again face off against Democrat Jeremy Lau. Both races will be decided in the general election in November. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.